With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has removed some tariffs on food imports amid concerns about rising prices. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
In a bid to lower the prices of some grocery items, the president ended U.S. tariffs on beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and a wide range of other supermarket staples. It's a dramatic reversal from a tariff policy that he's repeatedly claimed didn't make items more expensive for American consumers. But Donald Trump admitted to reporters that in some cases, tariffs may increase prices. It remains to be seen if or by how much prices are affected by the move. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Top ministers in Ukraine have been resigning as an energy corruption scandal rocks the war-torn nation.
As we get more details, the question lingers, how far up did the corruption go? The anti-corruption agencies that came out with this investigation, Zelensky tried to defang them earlier this summer, which caused widespread protests. He had to walk back on that decision as a result. The feeling here in Ukraine is one of despair. One lawmaker said to me, it is incomprehensible that while Ukrainians were suffering from power outages, that up at the top, people were stealing money. The concern is also, how will this look to European and American partners at such a critical time in this nearly four-year war?
Correspondent Sama Kuluba. Authorities in Kansas say four lawmen were shot while responding to a domestic violence call at a home in a rural area south of Topeka yesterday. It happened in Carbondale. A 22-year-old male suspect died at the scene of gunshot wounds. His 77-year-old grandfather was also wounded. And former NBA guard Patrick Beverley has been arrested and charged with felony assault in Texas, a family violence issue, Texas police say. This is SRN News. Florida's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, arguing that the organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It's the latest legal challenge aimed at the drugs, which are now the most common way to terminate a pregnancy in this country. Pro-life advocates have increasingly targeted the pills in the wake of the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. In a complaint filed in a state court in Santa Rosa County, Florida, Attorney General James Uthmeyer made the claim. Legal experts say the Supreme Court's decision not to revisit gay marriage this term is likely to be permanent unless some of the sitting justices step down. Chief Justice John Roberts voted against legalizing homosexual unions in 2015, but has since remained silent. Justice Samuel Alito has continued to criticize the decision, but says he's not advocating it be overturned. Justice Amy Coney Barrett has said the decision may have to be left in place because of precedent. This is SRN News. Cities across the U.S. using AI for road safety.
Cities and states in the U.S. are turning to AI to improve road safety. Hawaii is distributing 1,000 dashboard cameras to monitor road conditions and reduce traffic fatalities. San Jose, California has reported a 97% success rate in identifying potholes using cameras on street sweepers. Texas is using AI to analyze road conditions and identify outdated street signs. Florida and Michigan are also leveraging AI for road safety improvements. These efforts aim to address infrastructure issues and prepare roads for autonomous vehicles, highlighting the growing role of technology in transportation safety. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 16th. It's the 320th day of 2025. There are 45 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1907, Oklahoma became the 46th state in the Union. This is SRN News.